And I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He's senior editor with New Mexico Magazine. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Oh, good morning. I'm just going to stretch.
He's stretching. He's caffeinating.
Yeah.
And Merle Lefkoff, president of the Center for Emergent Diplomacy. Welcome.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. You look especially radiant this morning.
Well, thank you.
You do. You look rested.
Yeah, rest. You know, rest is good. Although getting up this early, I don't know.
I know.
It's not for the faint of heart. But anyway, Merle, you are doing an event this Sunday at Collected Works Bookstore talking about the Center for Emergent Diplomacy. What's going on?
Right. Well, we've been invited by Journey Santa Fe, a wonderful program at Collected Works, and all over town, actually. At 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, I'll be talking about how the Center for Emergent Diplomacy, our organization based here in Santa Fe, although it's an international organization, is turning conflict resolution and mediation on its head. And that's what we'll be talking about.
Can you give us, like, some hint of what you might mean?
Well, you know, Mary Charlotte, we've been applying for the last couple of years. We've been testing and applying the science of complexity to how we negotiate our most resistant international conflicts.
And complex those conflicts are.
Very, very complex. And the one that is most resistant and has been for a long time is the conflict between Israel and Palestine in the Middle East. We will be working with young activists over there in a few weeks.
Is that right?
Yes. To see if there are some new solutions that can emerge from a new kind of conflict resolution process.
What does emergent mean?
Emergent means that you don't bound the process ahead of time, for example, by laying your positions down ahead of time, sharing your white papers. We believe that just reinforces positions, and that's generally the way diplomacy moves forward,
right,
or backwards most of the time.
And so the solutions actually emerge from the participants' conversations with each other? And
yes, they do. And that could happen in traditional diplomacy, but it's so constrained by the process itself and the structures of the process that are hundreds of years old.
Right.
That we are testing a completely new process. It's very open space for seeing how new stories can emerge in these most intractable conflicts.
So you will be at Collected Works Bookstore at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. It's a presentation of Journey Santa Fe, and they do a great job.
They are just a wonderful organization. Melissa is always looking at wonderful topics that are very diverse, kind of like you, Mary Charlotte. And Zaylee Pollan,
yay,
who helped us launch Happiness Santa Fe. As
yes,
you know, the center
and
launched.
Been sitting in for me a little bit while I've been away.
Exactly. Is also involved with Journey now and their programming. So I'm delighted to be asked to do this.
Well, Merle Lefkoff is president of the Center for Emergent Diplomacy, which is on the web at
www.emergentdiplomacy.org.
Emergentdiplomacy.org. Merle, thanks for being with us. See you Sunday morning.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Rob DeWalt.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you a little more caffeinated?
A little bit, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, I just chugged a bunch of coffee, and so I'm getting there.
I heard the glug glug.
Yeah, I'm getting there. It's going to take a little bit more, but
so,
I'll get some black lightning before I leave.
So we've talked already about Oscar Wilde, the play Oscar Wilde, at Collected Works, and Merle,
yes.
Journey Santa Fe, Center for Emergent Diplomacy. What else is going on?
What else is going on? Scuba, the two-person art collective, Crockett Bodelson and whatnot. Well, Crockett and Nicholas Chiarella are in this band called Alamo Sun, and they are having a sort of CD release party tonight. They've got a new EP out. It's called Living Room. And tonight, I've seen like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. It's better to show up earlier. So
yeah,
get there at 8 anyway. It says
excellent.
Doors open at 9, but show up a little early.
I
know?
Love their energy.
Get a muffin or something.
Get a muffin.
Just show up and get a muffin.
Yeah.
But so they're going to be performing with a couple of solo touring musicians tonight. And it's a low cover, and it's an interesting atmosphere to have this CD release. I don't know if I've ever seen one at the counterculture cafe, right?
I don't know. But the acoustics in there should be interesting.
Right. And then, oddly enough, also tonight, over at Iconic Coffee Roasters in my hood on Lena Street, is a bunch of exhibits. Alphabet Soup, which is works on paper by Jerry Wellman. And then Scuba actually has sculpture and drawings up. And then Don Kennel has some sculpture up. And there's a reception with a spoken word performance tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. And the show's up through mid-August, but if you want to go to the opening, it's a really cool space.
I've heard it's... I used to go there when the Treehouse restaurant was there, and now it's the Iconic, and I've heard the coffee is excellent.
The coffee is excellent. The vibe is good. I went to a CD release party there for Eberusnik some months back or weeks back. I can't remember. It's all a blur. But it's a really great great space for events like this, and there's an outdoor patio, and it's just a fun atmosphere. So that's happening on that side of town. Here's what I'm stoked about. I'm like on Sunday, I was going to go to the Botanical Gardens thing.
Yeah.
Did we talk about this? We haven't talked about this.
I think one of my guest hosts talked about it while I was traveling.
Absolutely. But.
Yes.
At any rate, I think on Sunday from, it's like 9 to 5, is sort of like the opening of, I believe it's phase one of the Botanical Gardens. And so you can go up there and mill about. And my partner works up on the hill, so he, you know, sees it all the time. And I see it all the time driving by. But to get out and sort of put your foot in the dirt and sort of see it is going to be amazing. I, on Sunday, I'm going to wait for the crowds to die down. And I'm going to go up to sort of like the Embudo, sort of Pilar area, and just kind of hang out by the water.
Nice.
Get some barbecue and stuff. But it's really tempting to go all the way up to Taos because they're having their summer chairlift right now.
Their summer chairlift?
Summer chairlift rides. And it's like 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. I believe it's Thursday through Monday, and it runs through Labor Day, right? So there's lift tickets. There's different price for kids and adults. If you have a season ski pass, you can go up there too. And it's a great way to get up on top of the mountain without having to do much work.
Summer and winter.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent. Well, let's talk about the cat of the week.
Ooh.
This week's featured cat from Felines and Friends is Simba, who is an affectionate cat, and he greets his humans. Wow, it sounds almost like a dog every time he sees them. And he has boundless energy, so he needs a home with another kitty playmate. He's scared by loud noises, probably wouldn't do so well around small children, and is very handsome, tabby markings, short brown coat, and he's about a year old. So if you're interested in Simba, call 316-2281, or you can email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com, or you can look at any of the adoptable cats at fandfnm.org.
Cool. I'm just going to mention one more thing. Taos is also having their Taos Mountain Summer Music Series. This is up there at the Taos ski area, actually. And I believe on Saturday, they have Kathy and the Cruisers are playing from like 2 to 5. It's great. There's going to be a bouncy castle for kids and popcorn, sand volleyball, horseshoes, disc golf, and of course the chairlift is going to be running. So bring a blanket. And there's going to be a restaurant and bar open. Rhoda's, I think, is called. Is it Rhoda's? Yeah, Rhoda's Bar is going to be open. So that's a great out-of-towner kind of a thing.
Excellent.
Tons of exhibits and openings today. There's one at Blue Rain, Poetry of Elevation. Deladier Almeida's New Mexico Landscapes. And there's a reception from 5 to 7. 8 Moderns got Chance Animals, Inkjet Prints by Jason Salavon, and there's a reception from 5 to 7. Gosh, Alpha Roll's got an art exhibit. Jacobo de la Serna's got some paintings and ceramic sculpture up, and there's a reception from 5 to 7 tonight. Patina Gallery has furniture, models, sketches by metalworker Gary Griffin, and there's a reception from 5 to 7:30 tonight. There's tons. It's that time of year, I guess.
It is that time of year, and there's plenty of people visiting, and the weather has been remarkable. It's been awfully nice to have a little bit of clouds and rain.
Yeah.
And speaking of art, there's a lecture. Felipe Mirabal is talking about Don Bernardo de Miera y Pacheco and the construction of the Capilla Castrense in Santa Fe. That's Monday, the 22nd of July at 2 o'clock at the Museum of Spanish Colonial Art, which is right up there on Museum Hill. So they have a whole lecture series and book signings and all that stuff. So we will let people know about them as they go on.
Yeah. Here's an interesting event. Spring Awakening.
Oh, my friends just saw that last night.
Yes.
Said it was very good.
Gemini Productions Warehouse 21 present the musical, which at one point in time in the 1800s was banned because of its content, shall
sexual
we say?
Sexual content.
Sexual content. It deals with, and this is very sad, Warehouse 21 recently lost one of their own who took his own life, and the play also deals with suicide and homosexuality. And it's very, it's a play that was written a long time ago, but it certainly does probe the mind of the teenager.
Yeah.
If you're under 16, if you're 16 or under, you're going to have to be with an adult to go and see it.
Okay.
There's a show tonight at 7 p.m. over there at Warehouse 21 in the rail yard, and you get tickets through holdmyticket.com.
Excellent.
And the play continues Thursday through Sunday through July 28th.
Excellent.
So you have a chance to see it still. It'll be around for a little while.
Yeah, definitely to go check it out. And kudos, as always, to Warehouse 21 for all the work they do.
Yeah.
KSFR's Music Cafe series continues on Saturday with a New York State of Mind. Ooh. Featuring Michael Morreale on trumpet, Tony Raguses on piano, Andy Zadrosny on bass, and John Trentacosta on drums. It's at the Museum Hill Cafe. Music starts at 7. Proceeds benefit KSFR. Tickets 428-1527.
Yeah, and those things get packed.
Yeah.
So
operators are standing by.
Operators are standing by. Call ahead. You won't be disappointed. If you don't call ahead, you will be disappointed. So, hey, the Chamber Music Festival.
Yes! Let's talk about it.
Is all up in our grill. We've got, let's see. Does it start? Let's see. Let me figure this out real quick.
Well, while you figure it out. Should we?
No, you go ahead.
No, well, I was going to say, while you look at that, we will do a ticket giveaway. And Mary Lynn LeBlanc is standing by to tell us what the ticket giveaway is for. Mary Lynn? Maybe not. We'll do that.
I'm here, running from the other room, listening to you there. we have a pair of tickets to give away to Sam Shepard's play, Kicking a Dead Horse, that's at the Lensic tomorrow, Saturday. There's two performances. These tickets are only for the matinee at 2 p.m.
Okay.
So all they need to do is call 428. What's the number here?
428-1382.
Thanks.
428-1382. Give a call, and Mary Lynn will give you a pair of tickets. But, you know, as with all these things, only get the tickets if you really can go. Like, don't just get the tickets to get them. That happens sometimes.
Right.
Then they don't show up. Then we feel bad.
Yeah. Okay. Or they're, like, hawking them on Facebook. Yeah. I got the goods on the Chamber
Music Festival.
All right,
give us the goods.
All right. Saturday. July 20th, 5 p.m. at the St. Francis Auditorium in the New Mexico Museum of Art. We have music of Handel and Stravinsky. And that's going to be, 5 p.m. Okay, tickets are available through the Lensic. And this is a very popular music festival in town. Tickets, especially, it's the St. Francis Auditorium, so.
It's wonderful there.
Yeah, you want to get a good seat, though. You know,
you do want to get a good seat.
I find sitting sort of in the middle is the best, but that's just me.
Well, you know,
that's the way my ears are shaped, I guess.
You would think of them as hard wooden pews in there, but they're actually nicely cushioned, and it's a great place to hear music.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, there's an event. Gross Indecency, The Three Trials of Oscar Wilde by Moises Kaufman. And they are starring 9 actors. Oh, it's next weekend, July 26th, 27th. Okay, we'll let people know about that next weekend.
Okay.
La Traviata.
La Traviata. I haven't been to any operas yet. Have you been to the opera? Nope. We've got to go to the opera, man.
I know. My mother keeps bugging me, and time is running out.
Get your tickets, ladies and gentlemen, to the opera. There was an extra oh gosh, I have to find out when this was, but there was one extra performance of Lady of the Lake that was added, and all kinds of ways to go to the opera from standing room. I don't know if they still are doing youth nights and family nights and all that. But in any case, what's happening this weekend?
Which
operas are we doing?
Oh, golly. We've got La Traviata on Saturday. We've got the Grand Duchess of Gerolstein on Friday. And, gosh, what else? I don't have the schedule in front of me.
We'll get it out in a moment.
Yeah.
Another thing is that our KSFR, this is just to put in your calendar, the KSFR annual book and music sale is taking place on the 2nd and 3rd of August, and we have 7,000 books, 3,000 CDs, and 2,000 LPs, vinyl, man. Vinyl's making a comeback.
It totally is.
Yeah, and lots and lots of DVDs, and everything must go.
Where is it?
It's probably going to be down where KSFR is, or in the community college. We'll give you the exact details when it gets closer. They usually do it in one of those large rooms in the main building of the Santa Fe Community College.
Yeah. I need to get a record player.
I have a record player, but it's not functioning.
It's not functioning, yeah.
I got to get it functioning.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat.
Yeah.
It just won't work anymore. But I think it's from like the 70s, so I'm sure if I got it fixed, it would be just as much as getting a new one.
Well, mine's from the 80s.
Yeah.
You know, big difference.
Hey, this is a cool out-of-town show. Kid Rock is coming to the Isleta Amphitheater, but, and I kid you not, I went and saw Van Halen last year for my 20th anniversary.
Oh, how nice.
In Las Vegas. And opening for Van Halen was none other than Kool and the Gang. And they put on a sweet, sweet show.
Cool, man.
And they're opening for Kid Rock. I pretty much just leave after Kool and the Gang. But anyway, they're opening for Kid Rock, as is Uncle Cracker. And that is on Tuesday, July 23rd, and tickets are available through Live Nation. It's an interesting place to see a show. You can get a lawn ticket fairly cheap, and it doesn't affect like the sound of the music. You can still hear it really, really well. You just can't see anything. So bring binoculars.
Binoculars, opera glasses.
Yeah, bring opera glasses if you get a lawn ticket.
By the way, on Thursday, the 25th of July, there is an Oscar Wilde symposium at 6 o'clock presented by the Santa Fe Opera. So very, very massive amounts of Oscar Wilde activity.
It's a wild week.
It's a wild week.
Totally wild week.
I was watching this old movie called Velvet Goldmine, and one of the main characters is named Kurt Wilde. And there's a lot of Oscar Wilde theme in it. It's great.
Kurt Wilde. Let's see what else. I don't know. I feel like being outdoors. You know, I feel like doing outdoorsy stuff.
Uh huh.
So. You know, well, go take a hike or something.
Yeah, go take a hike. Just go take a hike. Get out of town. Mitch Dobrowner has a new exhibition at the Photo Eye Gallery called Storms. And there's an artist reception today from 5 to 7 and a talk tomorrow at 3. And the exhibition runs through September, at which time there will be a book launch. It's at 376 A Garcia Street. And just magnificent pictures of storms and tornadoes and things like that. It's really quite extraordinary. He's a great photographer, and his book is being published by Aperture Books, which is one of the great photography publishers in the country.
Excellent.
One of the.
You know, the Bandstand series is continuing.
Yes.
And someone came into my office yesterday asking me for advice on, you know, where you know, what should I do? I've never been before, and I have friends coming in from out of town. And should I bring, you know, lawn furniture, or should I try and go sit in a balcony somewhere? And it's kind of a free for all, really.
Yeah, I would not bring lawn furniture.
Yeah, I said.
Although there's people who have those fold up chairs.
Yeah, I said if you have children, it's nice to have, you know, a place for them to sit and, you know.
I didn't think children sat. I thought they ran around.
Generally, unless they're being really bad.
And dance.
Yeah. Well, dancing is kind of the whole point.
Yeah.
But we have on Monday, the 22nd at 6, we have Ryan Montano, I believe. Oh, no, yeah, the 22nd, which is Monday. Ryan Montano, who is awesome. I interviewed him a few years ago. He's a wonderful trumpeter. Max Baca and Jimmy Baca are going to be doing their Tex-Mex thing. And the Clan Tinker Juggling Fire-Eating Magic Troupe is going to be down there, too.
Awesome.
So things get started at 6 o'clock.
And Santa Fe Art Institute is having their artists and writers in residence open studios on Thursday, the 25th of July at 6 o'clock. As always, it's free, and you can really get a little insight into the process of all these different artists and writers, and they've got people from all over the country and actually beyond, somebody from the UK as well. So go check it out, sfai.org.
Nate, hey, Music on the Hill. We didn't mention that, did we? Nosotros. Nosotros is playing on Wednesday over there at the St. John's College outdoor athletic field.
Excellent.
As opposed to the indoor one? I don't know. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. on Wednesday. Bring a blanket. Don't bring any glass. You know, you don't want people stepping on glass.
Do not bring any glass, ladies and gentlemen. But I just was informed that the KSFR book sale is going to be at the Fitness Center.
The Fitness Center at the Santa Fe Community College.
Correct.
Okay.
Right.
I don't know where that is. I'm not very fit.
Yeah, well, there's signage.
Okay. Good. Let's see. Feminism and the new ampersand problem. Speaking of St. John's College. St. John's College free summer lecture.
I wasn't aware of the old ampersand problem.
It's a Q&A with Reginald Williams, and it's at 3:15 on Wednesday at the Junior Common Room of the Peterson Student Center. For more information on how feminism and the ampersand go together, go ahead and call 984-6070.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And I got a note from Johnny, your barber, who is talking about how today there's an opening. It's opening night for the Classic 3, the third in a series of exhibits at Johnny's Classic Barbershop by Johnny's clients. And it's 855 Cerrillos Road on the corner of Early Street, so right near the Santa Fe Baking Company. And it'll run from 6 p.m. on and with art opening refreshments.
Neat. The walls look really spare in here today.
We've got
watercolors now.
We've got what look like reproductions of watercolors.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I can't tell. I don't have my glasses on.
By Laura Lee Freilich.
Cool.
Yep.
Bye Bye Birdie. Right? We all love Bye Bye Birdie. And that is being put on by Pandemonium Productions. Let's see. There's one at 7 p.m. tonight at the James A. Little Theater. And it continues Friday through Sunday through July 28th, so it's also a good opportunity to go see that on the weekends through the end of the month, pretty much. Do you like Bye Bye Birdie?
I never saw Bye Bye Birdie.
I never saw it. It's a classic.
I know. There's a lot of classics I haven't seen, but you know what?
That's true. You just got around to seeing some Spielberg movies, too. So.
I don't like Spielberg movies. I boycott them. But the
Spielberg didn't do Bye Bye Birdie, so you're
well. Safe. I am aware of that. I did see the whole thing about it in Mad Men, where they that's like one episode of Mad Men is entirely based on Bye Bye Birdie. But I got rid of my TV service, you know, cable and satellite and all that stuff,
yeah.
And now just have Netflix. And the other day I was trying to find. I had like a little bit of time, and I just wanted to rest and chill out and do some paperwork. And I tried to find a movie.
It's hard on Netflix.
It's impossible.
It is.
First of all their good movies are on DVD, so you have to order them, which is fine. Or you can just go down to the video library, which I highly recommend because they're fabulous people and they've got a lot of great movies. But I realize I've seen every good movie that's ever been made, and all the rest is junk. And I don't want. I'm thinking of canceling Netflix.
It's kind of. I mean, I'm in the same boat. I don't have cable or Dish or anything like that either.
Yeah.
So we've got the digital antenna, so we get like 3 or 4 channels, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
We get like 30 God channels, and then we get like 3 or 4 regular channels.
Right.
And then we have Netflix. And it's the same thing. It's just, you know, you watch like House of Cards and some of the other stuff, and
right.
And then you're kind of done.
And then you realize that precious moments of your life are ticking by.
As you're looking for something to watch.
Exactly. Oh, I have have to tell you, there's another very important event. Tony Juniper, who I'm interviewing on Monday morning, is doing an event this Sunday at Page One Bookstore at 2:30 in Albuquerque. His book is titled What Has Nature Ever Done for Us? How Money Really Does Grow on Trees. And it's a kind of economic look at nature's own services, like filtering water and pollinating fruit and all these things that nature does. And then he will be on Monday at Collected Works Bookstore from 6 to 8. And then on Tuesday, there is a colloquium called Frontiers of the Future, the New Bioeconomics. And he and three other distinguished ecological thinkers will be talking about the economic value of ecosystem services. And there's a very fair admission price. And for more information, you can RSVP to books at synergeticpress.com. So the event on Tuesday is also 6 to 8:30. It's at Synergia Ranch, synergeticpress.com, 424-0237. And glad we got a chance to announce that, because I have read the book, and it's very, very good. And it's the kind of book that even people who only think in economic terms can understand.
Beautiful.
Here comes the music.
Here comes the music. Hey, real quick, go see The Act of Killing at the CCA.
It's sold out.
Darn.
I know, but it's coming for a theatrical release.
Okay. Soon-ish?
Soon-ish. August.
August. Yeah. Okay. That's good.
Rob DeWalt is senior editor at New Mexico Magazine. Yay. Congratulations on your new path here.
Thank you.
And he is with us many Fridays. Speaking of the arts, it's great to have you.
It's always great to be here. I'm glad you're back.
Thank you. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, I think. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc and on Twitter at radiocafemc. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz, and always a great big thank you to everybody at KSFR for the great job that they do, and Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today. Hasta la vista, baby.
Bye.
Bye. Have a great weekend, everybody, and keep your seatbelts on, and be nice to those around you.
Yes.
Ciao.